was only for the sons of Aaron. It's not that the bread itself was special, though. And you see this in the gainsaying of Korah. When he came forth to offer incense, is it wrong for any other person in the world to burn incense other than a son of Aaron? But no, but to go into the temple of God or into the tabernacle and to do the office of a priest unto God and to offer incense, that is a violation. For David to go into the house of God and to try to execute the office of a priest, which was not given to him, would be a violation. It's just bread. So what if it's meant for the priests? He isn't trying to become one. For him, it is only food. But Jesus knows, you know, in doing this in front of them and where they can see it and allowing his disciples to do it, he could say, don't do that. You'll offend them. He knows it will offend them, and he does it. Above all, Jesus Christ claims to be Lord of the Sabbath. So he gets to dictate the terms of the Sabbath keeping. The Lord of the Sabbath, the one who is over the Sabbath, who has rule over the Sabbath, who has dominion over Sabbath, over the rest. Because in the New Testament, I don't rest on a particular day. Except today. Today is the Sabbath day. Today is the day to enter into his rest. And that's how I look at every day. I want to enter into God's rest. Because those things were but a shadow of what Christ would bring. Just like the sacrifices. You know, does that mean the Ten Commandments are void? Well, what it means is that they apply differently than they did in the Old Testament. Just like Jesus taught. You've heard that it was said, thou shalt not kill, but I say to you. And you've heard that you shall keep the seventh day holy. Yeah, but I say to you, whoever will call any day common is not worthy of Christ. We need to hold every day as a sacred day in the sight of God. Because we can. In Christ we can. By truly entering into his rest. And what is his rest? It is to do the God's will. That is the idea of the Sabbath day, is to stop your own works. And the way God determined that they would do his will was by doing nothing. Just do nothing. I figure that should be easy for man to do. Nothing. And yet that is so hard for people to do. That's all they were required to do was don't do any servile labor. And it was more than man can do. Well, because of this Sabbath commandments, people had become very obsessed about the Sabbath, as you see the Pharisees are. And it leads to some very alarming developments. And that's what legalism does. Verse 6, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man that had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good, or to do evil, to save life, or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. And they were filled with madness, and communed one with another, what they might do to Jesus. This is almost unbelievable. I mean, when you listen to this as a person far removed from these circumstances, it seems almost unbelievable that this is how they would react. All Jesus does for the work is speak to him. And that's amazing. Because that technically can't be illegal, to speak. As he says in another place, which one of you on the Sabbath day does not rescue your animal from a ditch if it fall in? The point was, like, you know, if you have an ox and it falls in a ditch on the Sabbath day, you get the thing out. You don't say, well, it's going to have to die. To rescue, to save life is lawful, is what he's saying. To do good. And also we have permission to do good every day. We have permission from God to keep every day as a holy day. And that's the thing, in Christ we have liberty. There's nothing wrong with keeping one day to do no work. But that's merely a foreshadowing of the true grace that God gives us to enter into a place of true rest in Christ, where we lay aside our evil works and do good. That's what God wants us to do on the Sabbath, to do good and to obey Him. And for that, we don't need an excuse of a particular day. Jesus is coming right up against them. He knows their hearts, their thoughts, that they're looking for Him to do something so that they could have an accusation that He broke the Sabbath. I mean, it's an amazingly thin accusation. I saw Him perform a miracle on the Sabbath. You know, they want Him to sit there and go, no miracles on the Sabbath, sorry. And unfortunately, I'll be leaving town at sunset. And I see this in legalistic churches where the rules are so important that people become trampled in them. And that's the way law is in the world. The laws of our country are like gears. And they grind us to pieces. I'm speaking of the poor. They grind us up. They don't know. They don't care. Because they don't understand. They don't suffer. They don't sympathize with the suffering that people, real people, go through. This deed fills them with madness. Because they've been so set in their traditions and their ways that it's like anything that comes up against it, and Jesus has spoken already and He will yet the more, things that are, they're going to perceive it's against them. And they have rules and they have regulations and you're supposed to follow those. And if you don't, it really doesn't matter what you do. You've got to stick with the rules, the way we've interpreted them. And that's the thing, is they'd come down with an interpretation of the law that they thought was sound. And Jesus is saying it's not sound. It doesn't carry the spirit of God's commandments, but rather a letter interpretation that is so strict, it binds and hurts people. People do the same thing today in a lot of border groups. You know, they have the rules and, you know, don't do this, don't do that, touch not, taste not, handle not. And people suffer in it. And there's no righteousness gained. It's just a bunch of outward commandments. It's no different than being circumcised. It's not really what pleases God. Because obedience comes from the heart, not from constraint. You know, a forced morality is not a real morality. You know, someone who's forced to do right because they're constrained by circumstances is not a moral person. They're just someone who's, it's like a vicious dog on a chain. You can't say, oh, he's gentle. He can't hurt anyone. Yeah, well, he's chained up.